Now, if you look at India's demand for rare earths, it is already around 4,000 tons per year, and it is set to double by 2030. Now, what's India doing about it? Two things: short-term resilience and long-term self-reliance. In short term, India hasn't accepted China's anti-diversion clauses yet, but it is still managing supplies through end-user certificates. And in long term, the government is taking major steps, approving 7,300 crore plan to boost domestic magnet production, launching a national critical mineral stockpile, kind of like a backup reserve for emergencies. And then through its company, KABIL, India is signing deals with countries that are rich in rare earths, and Afghanistan's offer fits perfectly here.